At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
What up, peeps? We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Beow, 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 beow.
We outside once again.
Yes.
I like outside.
I love outside. I love that Chaz is tucked in the back. In his,
as he should be.
In his bird cage.
Screw up.
Bird cage.
His bird cage.
His bird cage.
I've been waiting to say that to you. I was holding it in.
That's bad. Bro.
I love it back here, actually. I can just swing and shit. Mm-hmm. This is pretty dope.
You are having a good time. I've seen you twisting around.
You saw me earlier?
Don't get tangled up, though.
Well, I don't want to twist it because the mic is here now.
You're like the bird in the Flintstones. You know how it's real big in the cage.
Mm-hmm. Flintstones had a great concept and visual. The show was just all right.
What?
It was kind of older than me at the time. So I was just like, I didn't really get a lot of the humor.
So
I appreciated Bam Bam doing all that. But I was just like.
It was like so futuristic. They had like a garbage disposal. I was like, what? They had a garbage disposal back then that was a pig.
Right.
A source.
They was doing it, man.
But it was never the go-to. Flintstones was go-to cartoon.
It was just on.
Right. Just there.
I liked the intro, and then I would kind of tap out.
Right.
Same with the Jetsons.
You don't like the Jetsons?
What?
Nah. I love the Jetsons.
I love the Jetsons. Flintstones. Remember when they met?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, the Jetsons was great.
I know the intro, like the back of my hand. Jetson. But I was just.
I mean, I did like the contrast of the two shows, one way in the future, one way in the past.
Yeah.
Like, I did like how they came out back to back.
His wife.
But I was just like,
And they stood the same. You could tell it was the same animators.
I want Will Ferrell to do a live action so bad.
Nah, that ain't going to work.
I was just always mad with the Jetsons because it never came to fruition. Like, in real life.
Oh, that future?
I thought we would
be. We haven't got there for
you. We're getting there.
We got the flying
cars. We still ain't
met
the Jetsons time yet?
Nah.
I don't know when it was set, but it was hella futuristic.
Yeah.
But
Tony,
I get
far,
you.
Far.
Tony, you know in the Transformers cartoon movie.
2005.
In the year 2005.
It was super futuristic. He had that skateboard, that little hover rocket.
We're not
skateboard.
Even close.
None of that.
What was year in Back to the Future? Their future year.
Wasn't that
55, I think?
It was 1955, 85, and then was it? It wasn't 2055, was it?
No.
I thought it was.
What was that?
It had to be now. We had to come across Back to the Future.
Was it
time.
35?
But a lot of the Back 25. To the Future stuff is it's now, though.
No, we don't have a hoverboard.
Still don't have a hoverboard.
We do.
We do.
Not everywhere. They have it where they have a
2015.
Oh. Exactly. Trash.
Wait, they do have hoverboards, but you just have to ride it over the special floor.
Prove it.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah,
I need one of y'all to come in here with a hoverboard.
No,
I want no magic tricks.
Hoverboard.
I don't want no magic tricks on YouTube. I want to see one of y'all pull up on here
on a hoverboard.
But other than the hoverboard, the future that Back to the Future 2 set up, it wasn't that futuristic.
Yeah, it wasn't
like
crazy.
They had the 3D Jaws thing, which and then like some small things.
The tying shoes.
The time machine was the only thing I saw that was really hovering around.
How about a car that can disappear? What about that?
They didn't have that in the movie, did they?
Yes. That's how he got from the future.
It didn't disappear.
It traveled in time.
No, you're talking about the time machine.
We don't have a time machine. Yeah. He already said we don't have that.
He made that time machine in 85.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And we might have a time machine
we ain't there.
Available to everybody.
Just we ain't there. Just know we ain't there.
And then Doc Brown made the train. He turned that into a hover train, the time travel. He did that in the 1800s, but he went to the future to get the parts.
See, it might have been invented. We just don't know till it pop up. And we're like, oh, man, it was invented.
Yeah, but the futuristic movies, man, it was like, man, this. But a lot of times it was subtle. But if you look at Blade Runner, that was like, you know, wow. Fifth Element.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely ain't.
Yeah. But but if you take somebody from like the 40s and bring them here,
right,
they're going to be like, oh, wait, so your talking phone, to each other on the
your
TV?
Your phone does all of this?
You talking to somebody in the...
Matter of fact, remember in, was it Demolition Man?
Mm-hmm.
One of those where they had the, you know, the screen on the wall.
Yeah.
And they was calling. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
That was futuristic.
And we got that.
They did that in Back to the Future, too. When he got fired, he was looking right at him. Yeah. You're the fired. He was like, don't fire me. And then they sent the fax.
We got that.
I guess we're closer to it than I'd like to think.
Other than flying cars, that's we're not that far.
That's all I want. Right.
Well, they are flying
people
cars.
People can't drive on the I ground.
And then they got the little hover thing where people be hovering over the water.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that's water.
But those haven't been like
we in the future,
proven safely. Every time I see somebody in one of those, they crashing.
I seen a video too where somebody was like over the ground, like it's like an Iron Man suit.
I seen that one.
Yeah.
Now, so that was the Rocketeer.
The
future,
what are the price of those things?
But is it real?
I'm not buying one, but they here.
You wouldn't buy one? You wouldn't be that dude with the
if
only?
I had the extra money, yeah, I'd get everything done. You see me, I'll be everything coming in done here. What
Craig,
up, y'all?
What's up?
Craig coming in an Iron Man suit.
Yeah. That Iron Man suit look hard to pilot, though.
Yeah. Take it off.
It looked more like the Rocketeer.
Yeah. The Rocketeer, though.
Rocketeer.
I don't know
like
how
a...
his legs didn't burn.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the flame was like right over the back of his legs.
He had to feel the heat.
I was like, the design
for
didn't
sure
make
Gucci
sense.
Printing mine up.
Wait, Rocketeer ooh, just had a backpack, though. His backpack was the backpack.
And that was set in the 40s.
Gucci print Rocketeer.
Craig got the Gucci Iron Man suit.
Gucci Iron Man suit?
That would be so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I got the Iron Man suit. Gucci ain't gonna
you
be
got
that
Gucci
much
products,
more.
Craig?
Nah.
No. What you got, Craig? What's your brand?
It just sounded like it was something.
No, it's not a Matt Ignat. What you got?
I was for sure Craig bought some Gucci in his life.
I had a wallet and a belt once upon a time ago.
Was it real?
The broke Gucci?
It was real.
That's the broke nigga shit. What else did you
have? I bought it off George O'Gore because he was tired of it, and he had George it since he was O'Gore like 10. And I was like, I'll buy it. I just coming in the money. He's like, yeah. Hey,
how much he sell it to you for?
For like 10% under retail price, he liked that.
Man, he was like, I'll give you 10% off, even though it's used.
He's like, promo code slash issues. He was like, when it you ain't even out yet. What are you talking about?
Right.
I usually wear black designers.
When you wore your belt, did you tuck your pants in so people can see the belt for sure? Or?
Sometimes else I just leave it undone. It's just sort of
there you
double
go.
G's so hang down under the shirt. You feel me? I got to show it. Usually that stuff is like gifts, though. I'm not into that.
The Louis?
Yeah, I'm not into that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not either.
I'm not really into brands like
black
that.
Designers, though.
Man,
black
I've
designers,
been from
I'm
Dada
like...
to Mecca to even now with the Off-White to Fear of God to Essentials.
How come like Dada and Mecca and the black designers didn't hold up like Hilfiger, Gucci, you know,
because,
you know what I mean?
Because people are brainwashed to think like, well, that's better because it's foreign or because these white people said it was. And it's like, why?
Also, in our community, it's a lot of what's hot, what's not.
Yeah.
So it comes and goes quick like music artists when it's like, nah, these clothes.
I mean, FUBU was a whole movement. Yeah.
Right.
Who? That should have never died.
Oh, yeah.
FUBU should still be around solid.
Well, they sold it.
I didn't know
you sell it. It changes the whole dynamic.
I think Shea Moisture just sold... let somebody, I'm not 100% sure, but they were talking about making it public or something like that. And I was like, nah, keep it black on.
Once you do that, man,
it's hard though, man, because like when somebody's offering you $1 billion,
I mean, I get why they
sell it. I get it, yeah.
I get why they
sell
it.
Coming from that, you know.
And the whole point of a business is to sell it, to make money and sell it.
But that didn't happen with BET.
BET sold it?
No, I'm saying, but it's not like people still fool BET. You know,
kind of.
They kind of changed a little
bit. Not really, though.
BET became MTV. When Viacom bought it, they just got that MTV. No one plays music no more.
Like, I noticed the difference because I used to watch BET religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just started changing. I was like, I don't care.
Not black anymore or just?
It's black, but it ain't like.
It was someone's depiction of what black was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When before it was just
it felt organically black before.
Now it's like,
BET
is
a white
is
owned company.
Yeah, and this is what we want to show you, and that's why. I was like,
Yeah, we used to have an hour of After Dark.
Right
now it's nonstop After Dark.
We used to have the programming on BET Midnight Love, Video Soul, Caribbean Rhythms, Teen Summit on the weekends, Rap City.
Yes,
and then we got to Uncut. Like
one,
Uncut
you still had 106 in Park.
Huh?
The original 106 in Park?
Yeah.
I never liked 106 in Park because they would only show like 15 seconds of the video.
Oh, yeah.
They would come in and come out. I was like, come on.
106 in Park was kind of late BET, too. Like, I'm talking about Rap like City, like early Rap BET
was
video.
Was Ananda? Was Ananda on the original?
Ananda Lewis was on MTV.
Team Summit.
Yeah, Ananda was Team Summit.
Well, early, she early BET team. Was Donnie Simpson.
Oh,
Donnie Simpson with Midnight Love. I mean, not Midnight.
Video Soul.
Yeah. I used to love Video Soul. I would watch the countdowns every weekend.
Y'all didn't look at Donnie Simpson's eyes like, damn.
He was cool, man.
His eyes is gorgeous.
He was just cool as hell. He was like, man, tell us how you recorded that. He was just super cool.
He was.
Like, man, Donnie Simpson.
Always smiling.
Yeah,
he made me want to smile all the time.
I like
and he never he never raised his voice.
Nah,
he talked like Craig. He would just be like, "Yeah, man."
His interviews were good. You felt
not
like
drunk
he really
Craig,
cared
but
about
regular
the,
Craig.
Yeah. He didn't get to all the business either. He just
he was never messy. Love,
yeah,
never
he
messy.
Never
he was
messy.
Respectful.
Never
That's
messy.
What I hate about a lot of things and a lot. Of, it's just mess. I don't like messy. Like even when it comes to what's popping or what's popular, and it's like. It's always a gossip rumor, who's beefing with who or who slept. I don't care.
Right. Especially when an interviewer, when they're not smooth.
Yeah.
Because something we want to hear what's
like
going
Charlemagne,
on. Right.
Charlemagne.
Right. Like, blunt.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I kind of appreciate Charlemagne's questions sometimes.
The question and the way you ask a question is different.
Oh, absolutely.
See, before they used to build up the celebrities when they went on the shows. Now it feels like a teardown. They used to make us look up to people.
Right.
You never heard anybody really getting in nobody's business back then and trying to make them less of a person.
They Explain
were like,
this.
Yeah, they were like idols. They didn't go straight to, now here's the dirt we've been hearing.
Right. Mm. Explain the dirt. You know, defend yourself right here. And you know, Breakfast Club, Charlamagne be in that little corner over there. Because he be getting a lot of the heat sometimes.
He be, like, and he be right next to
the people. I wouldn't
want
to sit in the corner if I know I'm that guy to be pushing buttons.
But I think that's why he does it. Because I think he also saw, who was it, Fredro Starr one day? Was like, he was about to whoop his ass.
Oh, man, Fredro was on 10.
But, and Charlamagne was just like, okay, yeah, no, okay. But, you know, like I respect that he's not like, yo,
he definitely
calm
wasn't
down.
Scared. He definitely wasn't
no,
scared.
He wasn't scared.
No, but
he
Charlamagne,
never came off
Charlamagne's history, he's not scared.
No, he's not scared.
That's
at
why
all.
He's that dude.
But I think that's why
Fredro's
he sits there.
Also 5'3".
But still.
It's a lot of yelling next.
Maybe them little ones.
But all them cats that threatened him, he never looked shook. He just be like, all
right. Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot. Little nigga.
Allegedly.
Little dudes is dangerous.
Yeah, they be the most dangerous ones.
Not like face to face.
Maybe
hand to hand.
You'll
like,
worry about
what's up there?
Walking to the car. He might come do some crazy. Yeah. But right there, it's like, sit your little ass there.
Birdman got on him too. Birdman voice.
Birdman
was cracking,
went, that was so funny to me because he so went in there funny, with an agenda. Bro. I'm gonna shut this shit down. And then
hot.
He went in there tough, and they was like, the way they shredded him up, real. And then he left. I was dying on that for months.
Are we finished MV, or are we done?
Yeah, Envy said that he wasn't worried on that interview because his boy is Birdman's security when he comes to New York. He was like, I'm going to ask anything I want to. What you going to do?
And it was like, is y'all finished or is y'all done?
He had nothing.
He had nothing.
I knew he was mad.
He went in there, I'm about to let these cats have it. Because as soon as he walked in,
his
look,
energy. Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to be doing this, that, and the third. Well, then why are you here then? I'm going to sit down and give this interview. That was funny. Vlad TV is trouble now.
Yeah, they trying to cancel that, which they should have been doing a long time ago anyway. But he messy. Just the messy. I just be like.
I don't like how he was coming for Nas every episode. I didn't like that one bit.
Can he be canceled? Because people are still fooled. Every time someone says he's getting ready to get canceled, someone else.
He's slowly getting canceled.
Well, slowly people are saying they're not going.
I mean by the artist, because he's getting a lot of people indicted. Because he stick to the questions that are going to get you indicted.
Is he getting them indicted or are they getting themselves indicted?
Well, they getting themselves indicted for talking to him and opening up like that. But the questions he asks present the platform.
But I never felt bad for the artists because I'm like, certain shows you go on, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like when people be like, I'm not doing Wendy Williams.
Right.
I understand that because you know what she's asking. So if you go on a show like that, you can't get mad. When they being like, so you slept with so and so, or what's up with the? That's your fault.
Well, how would we treat somebody if we were interviewing them? Like, would we ask the hard questions? Or
I wouldn't, because I don't care about that shit.
Yeah,
I just literally don't care.
I'd be caring about some shit, so it depends.
It depends on what they're doing. Who is it? What are they doing?
And if they usually you have like a pre conversation about what you don't want to talk about on the show. And so if they tell me that in advance, I would never touch it.
So Tony, heard you have AIDS. We're like, whoa.
No, okay.
I told y'all that already.
Well, a lot of rappers are getting indicted too, because before you go on, you put a little extra on the story to sell records. Right. Now they're going to jail for that little extra they put on it, even if it wasn't true.
Right.
All
right,
so we got an exclusive with Harvey Weinstein. We got an exclusive. He's sitting down here. Fresh out, they let him out.
Okay.
Are we hitting him with some hard-hitting questions?
Yeah.
What movie are you working on, Harvey?
Like, with him, like, it's not a... I'm not trying. He's already shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if he came, I'd be like, man, what the fuck was you doing, man? Like, it's not like I'm revealing
anything.
I thought
you didn't want to know, though. I thought you didn't give
it. But we already know.
Do we?
It could be lies. I don't know everything from his perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I would want to get out of the interview.
Exactly.
Like, I'd be like... Why were you doing this to these women?
Mm.
Like, that's stuff we don't know. We, you know, what,
but
what
but
do
like
you think?
It, for him, he's trash. So I'm not tearing him. Like, he's already trash. So, and I'm not being like, well, I heard that we already know the story. We already know. So it's just like,
yeah, I kind of don't want his side of the story.
I
yeah.
do.
So
want
his why'd you rape them women?
Because if we interview him,
my toe was
all
hurting.
We get is his side.
That's exactly. That's what I'm saying.
My mom wasn't there for me. Like, I don't want to care what your reason is.
I would love if Harvey just said, "I'm a sick individual, guys, yeah. and I'm
he
looking
might,
for help."
He might
now.
Come with that.
I'd rather have somebody admit I was doing horrible stuff. I let the power consume me. I became a horrible person, and I'm sorry, and I want to rectify.
And then we ask him, like, where did this come from? Like, right. When you were raised, when did this behavior kick
in? Well, then I don't care about that part, because you already know it came from the money and the power. He took advantage
of a ton
of
people. No, it starts
people.
Before that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to dig back. I want to dig back before.
Look at that frumpy little fucking hobbit looking. Nobody was on him ever.
No, I'm saying his behavior, though.
He had a lot
that
of beautiful
starts
women.
Before the power.
Well, he's got a lot of beautiful women it's because he had all the money and the power in Hollywood.
It's in
and
you,
he was
though.
A gatekeeper. He used his power for evil.
He used his power for evil. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he had a chance to be that little guy. I think at first you start looking for love and shit, and then all that shit corrupts you. And then also, not to just take everything on shit on Harvey, I also wonder how many women actually just gave it up, and he expected that to be a thing. Also, you know,
oh, yeah.
what I'm saying?
You know that happened as well,
yeah. right?
You know,
yeah, because when he got the rejection, it was like, yeah. "What?
Right?
Like, me? With yeah. all this?"
And I'm sure it was some women that was completely down for it. I'm right. gonna smash him so I can get this role.
Right,
they come
right.
in with that agenda.
Well, some people he put in a really bad position because he's responsible for a lot of people's careers.
Right?
He did. I believe it was a Scary Movie. He did, but
mm-hmm.
when you have somebody's whole life in your hands, like he did, it's hard. To deal with,
right. yeah,
I would want to know some of those questions too. Like,
let me address what, because like what I said was contradictory. So let me address why I said it this way.
Right.
So if Harvey's coming on, we know why he's coming on.
Yeah.
If Harvey was coming on to promote a movie, and then I'm like, yeah, but what? That's the shit I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, if he's coming on to promote a movie, I'm like, yeah, the movie. But what about them girls? Mm. That's different. If
no,
he's coming on to talk
if
about
he's coming
the girls,
on to explain his story.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I'm, when I say messy, I mean we having a normal time, and then people yeah. start going, it's like, what? This is not
right.
I got a special.
And they
out,
do
man.
That to people,
and that's yeah. the shit I don't like. And I'm like, that's gossipy. That's messy. That's just if somebody's coming on just to promote their comedy special. Why the hell are you asking them what happened in Vegas because, 2 weeks ago?
But
and
yo,
shit like
when
that? Like,
when all that shit went down with Chris Brown, right? And then he was on like who was
with Rihanna?
Yeah, with Rihanna, uh-huh. and he was being interviewed by the one of them Robins or something, whatever, whoever it was. But he just like, oh, I just want to talk about the album coming out, and it's like you can't.
Nah, you gotta address the elephant in the room.
But
bro.
It was two agendas going on, and the same thing happened with Janet Jackson and the titty out with the Super Bowl, right? She had an album coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when she went to go do interviews, everybody's like, "Tell us about this." She's like, "I just want to talk about the album." And they're like, "Yeah, okay, no, we understand you. Thank you for being patient." So when the titty popped out,
that's the shit like, I don't like. I'd
yeah,
be like,
because
come on, man.
You do pre-interviews, and she probably and all the people was probably
like
don't
ask
about the titty.
Super Bowl right. thing, yeah.
But you know, like this is the only reason
but
why
she
she's
has
don't care
she
about
has
album.
To know that no one cares about your album right now when your titty is the most popular thing in the news.
True, true. Here's the thing that you have to do when something is that big, you have to address it publicly.
Right.
If you plan on talking about your album or you want to promote something else, you have to address the elephant in the room.
Right.
At all times, just to get it out of the way.
Exactly.
And once you address it. I've already done interviews about this. Then you could be like, look, man.
Right.
I already did a 60 minutes interview about all that Super Bowl mm-hmm. shit. Let me promote this album.
Right.
Then you can go off. But if you haven't addressed it publicly at all,
right,
you got to kind of be like, all right.
Some of them be trying not to say nothing about it.
Yeah.
And just be just.
Don't act like it just never happened.
That's why our celebrities from like the 40s and 50s are way greater than the ones now, because they wouldn't address it. And if they didn't address it, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
Elvis ever answered any questions about him being with a 12-year-old.
Man, yeah. You know? He was Pedophile McGee.
Yeah, pedophile.
He was Pedophile McGee. He was Elvis Kelly.
That's why he wore shiny shoes. Yeah. Look at their little dresses. Yeah. Oh, pervert.
Yeah. You see the shoes, little darling?
Yeah. He's like, doing his interviews. His girl be coloring in the corner.
Man. Nobody talks about that.
No. I mean, they do now. But
now, but you know, he's long gone.
They bring it up
gone.
For seconds.
Yeah. He was a great white hope back then, right. So they're not going to do that.
Man. And a lot of dudes were like, yeah, I do like him, yeah. They was feeling them on that, right. Like, man.
Bro, if it was socially acceptable, there would be a ton of people.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sickening.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
I'm like, what do you want a child for, yo?
They'd be at the middle school every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Selected.
All kind of treats.
And the cold part is, like, if you was a grown woman that wanted me as a kid, you could have had every piece.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. You could have had every piece of young Tony.
Oh, yeah.
It depends what age, because like at a certain age, I was scared of even girls my age. Yeah. So an older one would have terrified me. But
I'd have felt more safe with an older woman.
But come high school, if one of them, if a teacher, a grown woman, I'd have been like,
she'd pull me over after class, like,
like middle school, elementary, I'd have been like, oh God, it'd have been too much.
Tony, help me take down the chalkboard,
oh, sure.
The eraser.
For sure, yeah. Miss Brown.
Right. But 14, 15, oh.
Yeah, I heard rumors about teachers back then, but I was always scared, like, nah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
So you wouldn't allow the defiant teacher at the school?
I wouldn't. She know too much. I need someone around my beginner age.
I'd be like, teach me.
Yeah.
Teach me, Miss Dill.
She might go straight to something you ain't ready for.
I mean, you know, I wasn't ready for
it's definitely gonna mess up your mind after.
Oh, you messed up.
Oh, yeah, you're done.
Regardless.
It's definitely not cool.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'm like 16 to 17.
Yeah, we're just saying
at that age, I would have been willing.
16, 17, you ain't ready for no hot wax and handcuffs.
Nah.
You're like, huh?
Nah,
no. You think so.
You'll never live life the same.
I ain't ready for that now.
Yeah, I'm just being honest for me in that moment. Yeah, yeah, I'd have been down, but I'd been
a lot
told.
Of people won't admit that they are messed up from having sexual encounters way too early. Like, they'd be like, no, I was 13 and this, but I'm like, you are fucked up.
Right.
You don't know that you're messed up.
That changed your whole trajectory after that.
Yeah, I know some people who be like, they always claim to be a freak. And you be like, well, what's a freak? And you name something you do, and be like, man, that ain't freaky. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, man.
But what have you been doing?
Had, right.
That was my best I gave you.
That's like, all I had, right?
Man, you ain't freaky. Talk about from the back.
I looked at myself in the mirror after that day.
I don't think it's funny, man. People be like, what's the freakiest thing? I'm like, my whole goal was always to just be great at the basics. You know what I mean? I was like, humble. I'm just going to master the basics and be like, wow, I was the best that
I've
ever had.
Did you say your whole goal?
My whole goal. Okay. My whole goal.
Oh, whole goal.
No.
Not whole.
Whole goal. No, you said whole goal, right?
I definitely said whole, yes.
Okay.
Craig was being hilarious. But yeah, I was always like, I don't need to be like, you know, I don't know, whatever the shits is, but I'm like, let me just be really great at the regular stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like NBA bat. I'm like, let me dribble. Great, you got handles. I can set picks. Go hit the mid-range jumper, nigga. I'm the guy that gives you 20. I can't dunk. I'm the guy that go give you 20 score buckets. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, that's a
Draymond Green.
No, not even a Draymond, like Rip Hamilton, bro. I'm here.
Rip Hamilton.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got a couple all-stars underneath me, a championship. I won at UConn. You know what I'm saying? I'm a champion. But you're like, I'm not a star.
But not MJ.
I'm not MJ. No, I'm not even trying to be MJ, bro. I'm not trying to be
what they ask
being
you a good role for a dunk.
Huh?
What they ask you for a dunk mid game?
I can't. I give you a solid finger roll.
You slapping backboards.
I give you one of these dope finger
rolls.
You wide open
for the dunk. You ain't gonna take it.
And no, it's that moment.
I'm gonna be that smooth. I'm coming up.
No, but what if you have the ability to dunk?
That's the dude that gets traded.
Well, that's different because like, but who was then you get those cats like, what was that dude from the Lakers? Shannon Brown. Where's he at now?
But if the coaches
he won a championship, he's out the league in a couple
years.
He was
one of them role players that you talk about.
Right.
No. But Hamilton was instrumental in a championship squad.
What I'm saying, if your coach is like, I need you to dunk tonight. No. Yeah. I need you to get, you better dunk.
You got the height to dunk.
Right. You.
Oh, if I have, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. If I have the height to dunk, do you want a barely like, okay, it barely went in? You know what I mean? Or do you want like, yo.
Sometimes coaches want a different change. Right. Sometimes they want to see a dunk. Sometimes and they want a crowd to get
right.
out.
And that's wide open. And that's fine. And that's, let's, let me tell you.
It was a steal. They passed.
Don't be Ben Simmons not shooting the three.
What if you can't dunk and now you on a trade block?
Wait, if I'm on a, that's fine. There's a team who wants my 20 a night. You guys understand that. There's somebody who's been dealing with somebody.
20 a night is a lot.
That's a lot. Wait,
that's
a lot.
That's not regular, by the way.
And Rip was an all-star, by the way.
That's what I said.
Rip was solid.
No. But then you have the LeBrons, and you have your MJs, and you have your Kobes, and you have these guys. You know what I mean?
So you're saying you're going to switch teams. If you don't live up to the coaches,
before Rip got to Detroit, right?
Right.
He was in D.C., you know what I'm saying? Sometimes where you're at originally isn't where you're meant to be to win, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I think he said he's going to get traded.
You got to find someone. You got to find someone who wants you and you compliment. You know what I'm saying? In that team. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm not trying to be
I want a max deal. I'm going through the legs. I'm dropping 50.
Keon at the All-Star games. He's doing the three-point contest.
Doing it all.
Dunk contest.
Whatever it takes to make the team
Whatever
go.
Whatever it takes.
To get that championship.
You're a team player, Keon.
No, because Keon's the dude who's going to take all the money and nobody else wins. Keon's like, I got mine. Good luck.
No, I'm doing what the coach is asking. Yeah, they're like, we need you to put up 40. I'm going for 40.
I'm like, hey, you're going to get this 20.
They'd be like, but your ankle, I don't care. I'm doing Isaiah Thomas hobbling along, dropping it, man.
And collecting that MVP trophy.
Nah, it's a contract year. I got to think about next year, guys.
Going all out.
So Keon's going to be delivering his MVP speech,
oh,
right?
Every time. Every time. That's what I'm going for.
You know, you just gotta pull up when it's crunch time.
Yeah.
Next question.
Next question. Wiping your mouth. You gotta do what you gotta do
to make sure that
I play every game like it's my last. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Every night.
These things aren't guaranteed. You know, you gotta go out and give it your all every time. There's Blue Chew, there's all kinds of stuff that you can take during the game.
You got the supplements going.
What up, everybody? This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Y'all know what that Blue Chew is. Blue Chew is an all-natural, chewable tablet for men to, you know, get it up and keep it up.
Hey, man, I like the sound of that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you need that extra boost around, too.
Athletes drink, you know, enhancers.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we have enhancers?
I mean, Axe.
You know what I'm saying? And I've tried it. And it works.
Yeah.
It works. You stay up once you're up. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you can benefit. You're more confident when you know you like, oh, I'm about to do this work.
The best compliment you can give is like, hey, I'm tired. I can't go on. Oh, you're tired? You're tired, huh? Oh, man. I done wore you out.
And that's when
that's
you
a
look
good
in
feeling
the,
when you
feel
look
like in the
mirror.
You
wore out.
You look in the mirror and you wink and you say, thanks, Blue Chew.
Well, they passed right out before they even made it to the bathroom.
Oh, before the clean?
Yeah.
Ew.
I need some Blue Chews.
Okay.
Go ahead and get that, man.
Yeah, man.
And everybody can get it. Everybody can get it right now. They have a special deal for the listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free. Free.
It's right up your alley.
The free rise.
Power up your penis.
Perfecto.
Power up your penis?
With Blue Chew.
Why did I hear the mushroom sound? Use
our special promo code issues and just pay $5 for shipping. That is it.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
You say what? Issues?
$5?
Yep. Issues. Got it.
Issues. Again, that's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com. Promo code issues. Try it for free. It works, guys. It works. I can't even. I love when I get to plug stuff and I'll be like,
it works.
Yes.
Yeah. Because nothing hurts more than when you're lying to the people. Like, it's the best thing ever. And then it didn't, you know what I'm saying?
If it don't work for me, I'm coming back for you guys.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You coming back for us?
Yes, for you too.
I'll take your word on it that it works. You don't have to prove nothing.
She going to come. Look at it.
Yes, I'm going to come back and be like, it didn't work for me.
But anyway, guys, go ahead and try it out.
That's kind
the of audience good. Better appreciate that brilliance we just displayed.
Oh, man, that was great. That was
they
great,
will.
Yeah. Thank you, that was great.
They will, you know what I'm saying?
Hey guys, I'm really enjoying the swing back here though. Like, this is actually really dope.
I'm enjoying you being back there. We all turned and judged you a minute ago. Everybody had their body turned. It was so judging.
In the back with the shades on.
It do look comfortable now. I'm gonna be sitting there next time. You know what, Chad?
Nah, man. Yeah, my swing.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the bird cage.
Bird cage. That's the fact check.
You should
chair.
Have to do something. To sit in the bird cage.
Man, get in the bird cage.
If you're wrong, you should have to like turn around and just sit back here, face the wall. Hey, real quick, I want to shout out to what I'm wearing. This is the Dirt label. All right, they're out of Detroit. I can't get up.
Nobody can see it. Look at the stain. Look at the presentation.
Sloppy.
He fell. He said, look at the stain. Look at the presentation.
Like, I just want to give a shot
because he was standing straight up.
All right, forget all that. The Dirt label. They're straight out of Detroit. All right, and then this is the Mandalorian teddy.
That's
bear.
The Dirt label. Straight out of Detroit.
Detroit. So
you have to talking to the
imagine
mic.
The commercial for that.
Right.
The mic was at your chest. They didn't hear any of that.
That's okay. Dirt label. Straight out of Detroit. My Mandalorian teddy bear. Check them out, man. They solid.
Get it.
I need to watch the second
season. And I don't want to hear nothing else from Michigan people. I don't want shouting out Detroit stuff right there. All right? All right? I'm showing love. Okay? There you go.
Chaz be repping the Michigan team.
On, they man. Just don't rep yeah. him.
They don't.
Yeah,
at all.
That's all it is.
They don't. You from Lansing? Man, get him out of here.
I know.
They got the Lions hat on. I hate sports.
That's all right, Tony. The Bears will win again. I've never won, bro. Lions have won one playoff game my entire life, so I don't want to hear that shit.
Aren't the Bears
winning
right now?
Wait a minute, wait. They did what?
The Lions have won one playoff game my entire life.
They've never won a championship.
They have won one playoff game.
With Barry, right?
Yeah, with Barry.
Shouldn't they do away with a team if they just ain't done shit?
With Coach Fonts?
They were so terrible, they made Barry retire.
I'm not sure which coach
because he didn't believe in them.
He was like, I want out. He was supposed to come to Raiders, too, when he wanted out.
He was talking about going to Miami. I was like, ooh, him and Dan Marino.
When Barry left.
Oh, Barry Sanders.
They made the Lions are so bad, they've made two greats just leave the game.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders and Megatron.
Yeah.
They were like, Megatron you suck done, so huh? bad, and you won't let me out. I'll just quit playing. That's how bad this franchise is.
Yeah. I know Calvin Johnson was talking about that if they would have been closer to winning, he might have stayed. But they weren't close at all.
Damn, man.
My thing is how much of a dick do you have to be to know that you have Hall of Famers and not let them go?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when OKC let Westbrook go, they was like, we not. It's it. That's it.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be here. We're not going to make
go,
you
bro.
Stay
you've
here.
Go ahead and go, bro. You've done so much for us. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and go. The Lions are like, no, you stand. You
that's
take
cold,
this abuse.
Man.
That's bull.
Man, imagine how many yards Barry would have had if he had a
he
good
had the
offensive
Cowboys line.
Yeah.
Bro.
If he had Emmitt Smith's line.
Bro, that's why I shit on Emmitt Smith.
Why?
I do too, Loki.
Yeah, should have had
because that team was insane.
Because you had Troy Aikman. Yo, who was the best quarterback Barry Sanders ever played?
He still
with?
Had a useless
leg. Yeah, but he
maybe
ran.
Rodney P.
Maybe Rodney P. When he wasn't great at all.
But when you have a quarterback that has a good arm and he decides to hand you the ball, that means you're doing something.
Right. Emmitt was,
you can't
Emmitt
take
was
away
real.
That
line. And
you
had Michael Irvin.
And he had Michael Irvin. Yeah.
They was getting off.
And put him on the lines. You think he's got all them yards?
No.
You think he's got three championships?
Barry created so many
he
yards.
He did. The stuff Barry was doing was
he
ridiculous.
Created
it was fascinating,
things.
But
bro,
I mean,
Barry was the only
man,
player
I can't
to have
take from
yards.
Emmitt to give to Barry. Yes, Emmitt did his job.
Emmitt did this. But Barry Sanders is the greatest to me.
Yeah.
Barry's
what
a separate conversation.
Come on, man.
Emmitt's a champion. He's real. But Barry's a different conversation.
Thank you. Nate Newton's a Hall of Fame guard.
Nobody's really going to remember Barry down the line because he won no championships.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah, DC. All right.
I respect y'all, Barry.
Yada, yada,
yada. Yada,
Barry Sanders, man.
I think it's because I was a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Oh,
when
why was you a
Cowboy fan? I had a coat and everything. It was a thing to do.
Trash.
Now, younger DC be talking about people, traitors from the Bay. You
know, I'm like, how?
And this is why I don't care about DC's football stuff.
I see.
He wasn't a Raider or not. He was a Cowboy fan. Then talking about, I ride for the Raiders, now I ride for the Niners. Fuck out of here.
Football, smutball.
This is disgusting.
Right. Like, why?
Football, football.
But then he be trying to talk. That's why I'm like, be quiet, bro.
I'm a Niners fan now because Raiders left.
I thought you was just kidding. You really?
No, he tried.
No,
people ain't Warrior fans.
You got me all mistaken.
People be Laker fans. He went to a whole state. At least people stayed in California.
You got me all mistaken.
He went to a whole state.
You got me all mistaken.
It's a misunderstanding.
What is it? Let's hear
it. It's
DC.
A misunderstanding.
Yo, you saying you being a Cowboys fan just made my head
explode. Let him explain. Go ahead, DC.
Everyone no explanation.
There's a strong family sense with Raiders out there.
No, no, no. Everyone was a Cowboys fan.
I wasn't.
No, they weren't.
I was never a Cowboy.
I was never.
Like,
never
everyone here. Was a Bulls fan.
Oh, you niggas wasn't Bulls
fans? I was a Bulls fan.
Tony was. I was a Pistons fan.
You weren't a Bulls fan.
No. I'm still a Bulls fan.
No.
You weren't a fan of Michael Jordan.
He said that repeatedly.
I said that 1,000 times.
Michael Jordan.
Pistons, bro.
I'm a Bulls fan.
You were a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
It was a thing. Growing up, it was certain teams when you were young. You don't realize, like, oh, I got to be down with my town. You just go with the winner. No. Everyone was a Bulls fan. The Bulls had to be the most reputable team when you were in the 90s, and everyone.
But I still don't respect it. Like, when people jump ship, because I thought they were really Bulls
fans,
and then they jump ship, I was like, oh, man, people was trash.
What if when you're a kid? You don't know. You're just like, oh, these guys are winning.
You were just an 8-year-old with no loyalty, yo.
No,
that wasn't it. There was nobody like Jordan in the league.
Exactly.
When that happened. So when he came, it was a spectacle. And it was like,
so
I was a Detroit fan. I wasn't a Knicks fan. I was always the fan of whoever we played. Everybody in the city would be going for the Knicks. And all of a sudden, I become now the other team's fan. By default.
Craig's not loyal.
Craig was just a troll.
I'll be looking for support.
Another traitor. Thank you, Craig.
Oh, man.
I was just looking for some
trash.
But now, when I got older and I realized, I'm from the Bay. Everything was Bay.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
You wasn't 8 when Cowboys was
11.
That's old enough.
You had a kid.
I'll give you a pass when you're a kid. I'll give kids a pass because you don't really understand.
Still your mentality, though.
Nah, man.
But now, as an adult, I've been a Laker hater nonstop.
Never liked the Lakers.
Undeniable.
Okay.
That's fair.
That's not a team, though.
My whole life. The Lakers are a team.
No, not like a team, though. Like, to be a Laker hater.
You go to a sports bar with Laker fans.
No. I'm like, who do you root for, Craig? I'm a Laker hater. I'm like.
But he could be just a fan of the sport. That's fine. Like, I'm just a fan of the NBA.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'm a fan. I just like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even have. When I was growing up, I liked the Suns because my favorite player was KJ.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked Ray Allen. So it's like wherever.
You know, wherever they went.
And now I just pull for. Like, I never had. Because when I was growing up, the Warriors sucked. Mm-hmm. So I just. I mean, the Tim Hardaway team was good.
When
I
like so if they was good,
I don't like
would
when
you
Keon talks
Warriors
about the
Warriors.
Fan? I don't like when Keon speaks
about the
Warriors.
Who cares, man?
Because he's not loyal
exactly.
to them. He's not loyal to them.
Anyway.
You had on your Cowboys jacket.
I did have a Cowboys jacket.
But let me ask y'all this. If the Warriors were good when y'all were kids, would you be Warriors fans today?
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah. Nah, after what the Bulls did to Jordan, it hurt my feelings. I was like, I can't rock with no organization. They got rid of the best player ever.
But we didn't find that out till later on in life.
No, I knew about it.
Okay. How'd you know, Craig?
Being around, listening to Sports Center, and they spoke about it. And seeing them go to
a
different
team. If the
Warriors
was good when I was little, I would have been, you know, like I was a kid, and I was like, hey, suck.
Right.
And what happened, too, you know, my
who's
dad.
There, Baron?
Wait, who is your team?
Was Baron there when you was
a kid? I told you, I'm just a fan of the NBA.
Oh, you don't have an NBA team.
Who'd y'all have back then? Mullen?
Chris Mullen, Tim
Hardaway.
I got
Mitch
skills.
Richmond.
Who's that?
So they was good,
Run
but
TMC.
My dad's favorite player was Barkley. So we used to watch Sun games all the time. I got a load of Kevin Johnson. I was like, I'm all in.
Sacramento.
Oh, he must have dunked on somebody. And he was like, oh.
Olajuwon, he was just killing. And I was just like, this dude is
he
cold.
Was great.
And I was like, this is. So I was like, I was a Kevin Johnson fan. And I still, like, my whole life, I wanted the Warriors to do well. But I wasn't like a diehard.
Right.
But I always wanted them to do well. Like, I was like, if they was playing, I want them to win. Because, you know, at home, they only show the local game. So you're watching the Kings and the Warriors. That's it. So I'm pulling for them, but I was never, like, all in. And that's what pissed me off when they got good. There was a lot of people like me who was like, yeah, we mess with them. But we not fans like that.
Right.
They got good. All of a sudden, it's, oh, yeah, I'm a fan.
I was here the whole time.
Because you had Bulls jackets and Laker jackets and all that. You wasn't in.
Wait. Love Nation, baby.
Wait, but also a team has to give you a reason to cheer, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, okay, I'm not talking to you, DC.
Come on, man.
To the people. All right? I've been a Lions fan forever. I only had Barry Sanders. Even through all after he left, right?
Mm-hmm.
I cried the day he retired. I remember that.
You cried?
I did.
Oh, God.
How old were you when you cried?
I might have been 12. But also, I was
soft.
I was kind of soft. But that was one of my – that was a sports icon. Ken Griffey Jr. was a sports icon. Like, those were my guys. You know what I'm saying? And then – so anyways – But even as a Lions fan, I'm like, people should stop buying tickets until they get it together. People should stop buying. Like, you have to give us a product to put our money into. You know what I mean?
I feel that. 100%.
Oh, absolutely. So, but at the end of the day, we still know that you're a Lions and a Pistons fan.
Well, no
We've
doubt.
Always known that.
Now, I
These
shouldn't
people
be.
People back home.
They owe me money by now.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know? Absolutely. I by it. Myself kept this organization alive.
I was like, I'm a Raider fan. They suck. Yeah. But you know I'm a Raider fan.
Exactly.
The Warriors fan, loyalty. I didn't know half of these people were Warrior fans until 2015.
Yeah, DC looked like he was trying.
That's not true,
half
Keon.
Of these people were not Warrior fans.
You just get more proud when your team starts winning. You get louder.
No.
You do. You, that's people what do it get is. Louder.
They get louder, but you're supposed to know winning. At least a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't went to elementary school, middle school, high school, and I never knew you were a Warrior fan.
Yeah. You're supposed to know what people saying.
You're supposed to know.
But you can't talk shit when you're
losing. But you're still supposed to know.
I talk shit all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, I'm a Giants fan. I'm still talking. Time. We might make the playoffs right. with two wins.
I told
you're supposed to at
Chicago
least know who somebody's
time.
Team is, and mm-hmm. you—I had no clue.
Yeah,
these people gave a damn about the Warriors. Then not only did they suddenly give a damn, they got obnoxious. You don't have the right to be mm-hmm. obnoxious if you didn't go through the suffer years.
Right.
You don't. You don't get to do that. You don't get to just jump on and be like, "Yeah, I'm proud now." Mm-hmm. No,
I feel that 100%.
No.
You learn something, DC. DC's like I did.
No, it's not true.
You can do it.
It's I prove Keon's it. Full of hot air right now.
Nah, man, look out. Man. I feel Keon 100% on this one.
Because the whole point of your team getting good is I was there mm-hmm. when they weren't good. Same with people who ride with us. I was there when you was doing yep. open mics.
When you had two followers. Right. I was one of them.
So people do that all the time. They'll hit you be like,
that's
I've been
different.
Here.
That's different.
No, it's not. Nah.
We're talking about organizations
but
and
you still gotta be
individual
there.
Gotta
be
there.
When it ain't going good.
You got to be
I
there.
I get it.
If I catch a charge tomorrow, the people are down, y'all better not leave
I'm that guy you can't convince. I get what you guys are trying to do here.
Because I was blessed to at least see Chicago being good as a kid.
Yeah.
Like when they won the Super Bowl, I was little, but I was like, man, we had a good team here in Chicago. And then, you know, Michael Jordan, it was like,
right.
We that city.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's been struggle city. You know, the White Sox went in here and then the Cubs and Blackhawks be killing, but like, you know, football and basketball.
Is the
and then when Derrick Rose was, I was like, oh, we got the potential again.
I thought when Derrick Rose, I thought I was like, y'all going to be champions again.
And I then, did not.
Nah.
They had a complete team. Joakim.
No,
we still needed some pieces,
yeah.
but Derrick Rose was doing so good yeah. that he was carrying like
he
Chicago
was doing a
further
That's
than
right,
we should have been.
Yeah. But
right.
I remember Taj Gibson was a big supporting piece of that. Hey,
I love Taj.
We would always had like the pieces.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
In.
They had it was a complete
right.
team.
Like
wasn't it?
That season where he got hurt in the first game against Philly.
Yeah.
Like we could have did even better than the season before that. But he got hurt, and then after that, collapsed.
It seemed like y'all was trying to do what Detroit did with a bunch of like mediocre name players and one star.
Detroit
not gonna
didn't
happen
do that.
Nowadays. Yeah, they did.
Oh, you're talking about the original Bad Boys, sorry.
And the second Bad Boys.
Who was the
with
big
Rip
star?
Hamilton. Well, Rip
well, they were never the Bad Boys.
No, I said they were trying to do it. Detroit did, but
we
with
went by
a
star, collective,
meaning Derrick Rose.
Got you. Yeah,
yeah, got you, man. With the so that gave me a glimmer of hope, and I was like, yes. And then boom, and then I was like, God damn it, sick of it, man. And then
especially
the Bears,
on basketball, bro, when like one player, huge difference. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You know, because I've seen trash quarterbacks and teams still win.
Oh, Rex Grossman.
Trent Dilfer.
Rex Grossman.
With the Ravens. Trent Dilfer. Okay. I was like, how does he have one?
You got all the way to the Super Bowl with that raggedy quarterback.
Mm. Yeah, Eli. Come on, man. Eli, the most average quarterback to win.
The greatest average quarterback ever.
Eli gets disrespected a lot, but if you look at the numbers and what he did.
He's the greatest average quarterback ever.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He was getting the job done.
He's a Hall of Famer because of the championships, for sure.
For sure.
It just wasn't pretty.
He was amazing. His defense was so dope.
He's thrown over 250 touchdowns.
Bro, his defense was amazing. That was it. That's when you had Michael Strahan, who's the all-time sack leader. That's when you had, who's the dude missing two fingers?
He also had Tiki Barber.
And he also
had
the dude that shot himself. Plexico too, right?
Plexico Burris.
I'm just like, your team was great.
They had a
defense was the shit.
He still got it
but he
done.
Still was,
you still got it.
He was very. He's better than the Grossmans and them. Like,
nobody
way.
Ever
absolutely.
Picks him first on your quarterback.
Never. No, but that don't mean you're a bad quarterback.
It's the greatest average.
The middle.
He's not top five on anybody.
He might
list.
Be a little bit above average though.
He's
the greatest.
I give you above average.
Yeah, and that's
sure.
I'll give, him rings. I'll give him. He was
I'm
good.
Not giving him good.
He wasn't
I'm giving
great.
Him above average.
Well, you got to put
good.
Him above average with Super Bowl wins.
With Super Bowl wins and his numbers. His numbers
Eli
are not
has made
nothing
some
to sneeze
great,
look at the numbers.
He's made some great legendary plays. There's no doubt about that. That one that he almost got sacked and threw that up and homeboy caught off or something. I was like, that's probably one of the greatest plays of all time.
When they beat the Patriots in that Super Bowl.
They beat them twice.
Yeah, they beat them twice.
But that one where they were undefeated the whole time and then the Giants just came out of nowhere and was like.
That was the only time I was torn with the Patriots because I wanted to see Randy Moss get a ring. But I was like, I just don't want to see him do it.
Let the wild card Giants in.
Wild card Giants are a problem, man. They wild carded the mess out of that, man.
I wish I was more into football. I just don't.
Yeah, look out, man.
Well, now I don't really.
Well, that's why I have a team in football and baseball because I'm like, yeah. But with basketball, I like it so much. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I know every player, every.
Basketball, I'll be all in. You know what I'm saying? We always be on here talking about, you know, people get mad at me saying I'm not empathetic, sympathetic. You're too raw, no chaser, yada, 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 yada. And I feel what people are saying.
Yeah.
I definitely get it. You know, something I'm working on or whatever. And I get people being in different moods.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're down, sometimes you're up. You know, you can't be happy all the time. That's just what it is. Even the best of them get down.
Right.
You know what I mean? But for those who do and you don't have anybody to talk to or anything like that, you should look at BetterHelp.
Better health.
BetterHelp.
Oh, better help.
Yeah.
BC, man, look into that, man.
I
got the sunglasses.
I thought he was talking to me.
Sunglasses are a cry for help.
Yeah, right. They are. It's nice outside.
Me
right
and Chaz are hurting.
I am hurting.
Oh, Chaz is big hurting back there. With hurting.
Yeah, what they do is they assess your needs and they match with your own licensed professional therapist.
Okay. Mm.
All right. So you can start communicating under 48 hours. It's not a crisis hotline.
Mm-hmm.
Not a self-help center. Because, you know, a lot of people be looking for, like, that. It's not that. Yeah. It's just professional counseling.
You just call them. This is all on the phone?
All on the phone. A broad range of expertise available.
Okay.
When you're not, you know, local or area, just phone call. Somebody just, you know.
That's easy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you get to talk to somebody before
you just need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Right, because the crisis is different. It's like, that's an emergency where we can maybe prevent the emergency if you just get to talk.
And it's always harder to talk to people you know sometimes because that might come with extra baggage.
Right.
And then, you know, it just don't go well. But professional on the outside looking in.
You know, they ain't got no dog in the fight. So they're just like, I'm really here to just listen and, you know.
That's key.
So what you can do, guys, you can go to visit their website. You can look at testimonials, too, if you don't believe us or whatever. You can look at testimonials. And go to betterhelp.com/issues. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over a million people who have taken advantage of this.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of help. These
there, so many people are actually using it now that they're recruiting more counselors in all 50 states. So
they hiring for counselors.
Yeah.
Oh, and we might be able to get a job and help
I definitely would not. I would be trash.
I'm not calling you, D.C.
I would give good advice.
I think D.C. would be
okay. D.C.
would
probably be solid.
I would be trash. They'd be like, well, get over it. Yeah, what you whining about?
I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
I don't know. D.C. might be like, I understand. What's your bank routing number?
Oh, you got to pay up, man.
Yeah.
I know you're in crisis. Where's my money at, man?
Definitely, definitely. But, you know, right now there's a special offer. So listeners get up to 10%, get 10% off on the first month at betterhelp.com/issues. You got to use the promo code slash issues to get 10% off. But check it out. You know, y'all, if you need to vent, you need somebody to talk to, just check it out.
Yeah.
I won't be on there, so don't worry about it.
Greg will be good on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Calm Zen McGee.
I like giving advice that I don't follow.
Yeah. Greg all day. You know what I'm saying?
All right, question.
All right, go ahead. I got to get out of here.
That was a smooth transition, DC.
Oh, yeah, smooth. I wait till it timed out. Raised by your stepdad. You love him to death. Lived in your house, everything. You were raised by him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay relationship with your real dad. They get into a fight.
Fist fight?
Who you helping?
I don't think I would jump in. They just got to squad one-on-one. But for the sake of the question, I got to pick who I'm helping.
You have to pick who you helping.
How long your stepdad been in the picture?
Your life raised you.
Oh, I'm stepdad.
Like since three?
How
like
much resentment
you still? Your other dad is not. You don't resent him. He just didn't. You know, y'all
he
don't
wasn't
have
there.
That,
how much do you look like him? Do you look a lot like him?
You fucking twins.
Wait, but how long stepdad? Like 2, 3?
He's been in your life since you were 3 years old. Raised you, took you to basketball games, helped you write, learned.
I'm helping out.
And somebody calls for help. So they both fighting, and somebody says help.
You don't know who yelled it.
Wait, was Papa gone?
You don't know
whole
who yelled help.
This is a good son situation.
Yeah,
you got to make a decision.
You got to make a decision.
Who you?
I think I got to help my stepdad. He was there.
I'm helping stepdad.
I
got
to help my stepdad.
Who do I call dad?
Both.
No, I don't call them both pops.
Yeah, you call them both dad.
No, I don't.
I don't know.
I don't call my biological father dad, though. That's my father, and then I have a dad.
Right.
Dad is there.
Right.
Dad is in your life. Dad.
Yeah, I'm helping. You know. I'm helping.
Father is just. Oh,
I'm helping
who
raised me.
You sired me.
He just ain't in the house.
That's my father.
He still raised you. He's just not in the house with you.
Wait, so he did raise?
Yeah, you still go to your dad on the weekend. You see your real dad on the weekends.
Oh, so there is a.
There's a relationship with
both. Oh, that changes the dynamic. I thought he was gone.
You said he was cool.
Oh, y'all cool.
Yeah. That's better than cool.
You set it up like, I kind
of know. It's a tough question
either
way it goes.
This DC does this every time.
No, because y'all try to.
Apples are oranges, but the apple. Got a worm in it. And he was like, okay, we'll take the orange. But the orange been pissed on.
No.
So you got to.
Pissed on?
Because y'all were trying to wiggle out of it.
No, because you ask a question and then want us to answer a certain way, so you start changing it.
No, I'm.
Yeah,
it's
you
a tough,
do.
It's a tough
and
question.
And you never
regardless.
Answer first. You answer first.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm helping out. I'm going to have to help out my real dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now that you created the, we see him on weekends.
Yeah.
It's tough now.
Yeah.
Who do I live with 5 days a week? I'm helping
stepdad.
I'm helping stepdad. Who gave me more allowance? I'm helping that nigga. I'm helping the one I see every day.
You still got to deal with real dad on the weekend. So you
that's
know.
Tough, though, that's, man. Because now, because they're both in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like now
if
I don't know.
If your dad,
what are we talking about helping? We just restraining or you swinging on somebody?
We stomping them out?
Nah, no stomp out. Just you.
Are we restraining one?
You just picking a side. Like, get off of him.
You know what? I'm gonna help.
I might help the loser.
I'm gonna pretend to like break it up and like give him the upper hand sometimes. Shit, just because you know we in the house.
Mm.
He's taking time out of his day and shit to give it to me.
Yeah.
You know he don't have to. I'm gonna give it to Step.
You know what I do? I got it. I know what I do. I'm gonna help whoever's losing. Okay. I'm going to help whoever's losing.
That's fair.
That's
a fair answer.
That's a good answer.
I'm going to help whoever's losing, and then I'm going to tell the other one, like, yo.
I had to.
Dad.
You gassed
up. I didn't want you to kill
him. I didn't want you to get stoned out.
Oh, as an adult, too?
I need you in my
life.
I didn't want you to go to jail.
That's a great answer.
Nah, I'm instigating afterwards. Like, oh. When you was up in that corner, you wasn't.
Craig is calling him Daryl now. All right, Daryl. See you later.
That's a fair answer.
That was a good answer, Chaz.
That's what I thought.
The bird cage.
You
got to get out of here.
No, go ahead, Chaz. I got another question, but go ahead if you got something from
me. No, I didn't have another question.
Of course he don't have a
somebody
question.
Somebody has
He's
to win.
He's not prepared.
I can go to it. Keon said I had to go.
No, I said I have one more, and then I
got
to go.
Okay.
No, DC.
What you got? What you got?
I got one.
I had to go find it, but DC said
we'll do an audience. We'll do an audience next week.
You got an opportunity to take acting classes. You taking them with Forrest Whitaker or Denzel Washington?
Denzel.
I'm taking it with Forrest.
Why?
Because he's
disappeared in roles.
He's more diverse as far as his resume. Like what I want to do, like because Denzel's an absolute star and he's a master at what he does. Forrest Whitaker's given me a whole bunch of different ranges that I want to tap into.
Yeah,
and I feel like you know I might not have that movie star quality innately like Denzel does.
You saying you're more of a character?
Yeah, I'd rather be. I could be a lead like Last King of Scotland, or I could just be a character actor on the side, small role, disfigured, all that. You know.
But Forrest Whitaker got a lot of starring roles.
Too. That's what I'm saying. He can do both. He's been on the side.
I'm with you on Forrest Whitaker.
But what about that ladies' man quality that Denzel? You know what I mean? Like
I don't really want that.
Oh.
You know, I'd rather be. Oh, I could be a ladies' man in one picture. I could be a hunchback. In another, you know what I'm saying? So
my
I'm
answer
go
just was straight because Denzel's my. I just want to meet him.
Yeah,
like, even if it was one class, and I switched to Forrest's class.
Oh, don't trip. Like, I want to meet Denzel?
Yeah,
but the
like
class.
For acting purposes, Tony's 100% correct. But if you was just like, you got one chance to sign up, I got to meet Denzel. Like
I was
gotta,
more so focused on learning the craft.
Well, learning the craft probably. I mean, not that we can't learn from Denzel, obviously.
Of course. No disrespect.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Right. But Tony's answer, I agree with. But just like when you said Denzel, I was like, just, yeah.
Oh, God.
My knee jerk was like, this
yeah. Hold on, let me think.
I got to do
with
it.
With me, I would, they're two different type of actors, I would choose Denzel because he teaches you, he has like a great starring quality where he's him in everything, but he fits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to be you in different situations. And character acting, growing up with a lot of people to do character acting, it's easier to for me, is to be a character or a caricature of somebody than to actually be you in this situation.
And still make it fit. That makes sense.
That's why Denzel's the man. Yeah. I'm sticking with Denzel.
Because I'm looking at Denzel old English movies.
Wait, you just gave Tony a whole mountaintop speech.
Well, Tony's, what he said for him was dope.
Right.
But what he said, and I already want to meet him. I'm just meeting Denzel. I'm not going.
Denzel could have did a character of Malcolm X, or he could have did his version of Malcolm X.
He did his version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wasn't mimicking like speeches and all that. He was giving a speech.
I believe he was Malcolm X.
I did.
Some people really think that's him, though. You see the tattoos some people get? Maybe the Denzel Malcolm X, like,
Denzel.
I think I'm going to fool with Forrest on the strength of just being able to be different, whole different people.
Yo, if you can be a star in star movies and you can be ugly, like, you're a great actor.
Right.
Dog. Like, that's, like, Forrest is a funny looking dude. You know what I'm saying? So that's just...
Well, a lot of these people that they say look good is only because Hollywood says they look good.
I'm just joking.
If you ask most of the celebrities that are considered handsome in high school, they weren't considered handsome.
Is he considered ugly, Forrest?
Guys, I'm
purely joking. I think the only reason people consider him in that is just the eye.
Of course.
In the back of his neck.
He's easy to make fun of.
And his face. So Forrest,
but his face is like, it's not like, ugh.
So if he had a straight eye, would he be a dime?
I remember back in, I loved Bloodsport, and I've watched that a lot of times. Mm. Looking at Forrest, eye or no, I was like, this is not an attractive guy.
Forrest is funny looking, bro, but it works for him.
Yeah, he's funny looking.
Nobody ugly, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Forrest is not an ugly dude.
Like I said, guys, I was definitely being extreme joking. But even like a Steve Buscemi, I'm like, I don't know how you get work. He's just funny looking as hell.
Them teeth.
I was just like, but then some dude offered to fix his teeth, and he was like, I'll never work again if I have straight teeth.
I mean.
Oh, wow. He said that?
Yeah. He's like, people have offered to fix his teeth multiple times.
He clearly has the money to do it.
When you're making that kind of money, of course the offers are going
to
come in.
He was like, I would never fix my teeth. He was like, I'll never work again. He's like, I'm ugly enough to get work.
Who you picking, Chaz?
I'm going Forrest, bro. I think that, I mean, of course you love Denzel. I'm not a bigger fan of Denzel as you guys are. But, I mean, of course you love him and you respect him. You know what I mean? But. When even looking at Forrest, especially like Godfather of Harlem, I've been really enjoying watching him in that. And Last King of Scotland blew my mind. I'm glad I hated that. I think he won an Oscar maybe over Jamie Foxx Will Smith, I think, at the time.
Yeah, he beat Will Smith that year.
So I hate to see that. But also, but I was like, yo, he gave it such an amazing performance, bro. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I thought he was great, So it was dope to me to see somebody be. Even when he did, what was the samurai movie he did, remember?
I love that movie.
I did,
Ghost
too. Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog.
And then watch
him. He had a dope resume.
Yeah. And then watch him in Panic Room. I go like, yo, my man's got great movies. He can go be different. And I'm just like, he's a great actor. And of course, Denzel's done theater. Of course, he's a great.
Denzel's my favorite actor, but Forrest Whitaker.
Fellas, it's been a pleasure.
All right, man.
Okay. Are we all done? Or
that's get the hell up out of here,
Keon's out.
So I'm gonna go. So we got three Forrests, two Denzels.
All right, Keon.
Who would have thought that Forrest would win?
You know, there's an actor named Denzel Whitaker.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, from the younger guy.
Yeah.
Is that Forrest Whitaker's son?
No.
There's an actor that looks like Forrest Whitaker.
It was kind of.
He's got a brother.
He played his son in The Great Debater.
Yeah, him.
That's him. That's Denzel Whitaker.
Oh, I thought that was his son.
I thought so too.
He was in Black Panther too.
Yeah, he's a good
actor. Oh, he does look like him.
Yeah, Denzel Whitaker was in Black Panther. He was the...
Are you sure it's not his kid?
He was the one that betrayed...
that was him.
Yeah, he betrayed... Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he played young Forrest Whitaker in the Black Panther.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Wow.
Wow, cats grow up.
Denzel Whitaker.
We do have questions if you guys wanted to get to them. I don't know what else you guys had on the agenda. Do you have another question?
Yeah, I got another question, but I can save it for next episode and we can get the audience.
A good question, DC.
That was a great question.
Mm-hmm. Were they good?
I wanted you for the position.
Yeah, last night I was like, let me see.
I know when you called me and asked me, you should be like, yeah. That's a good one.
All right, this is from Jameel Campbell. Yo, how did y'all relationships change with the mothers of your child once the first child came?
Oh, mine was weird because I had a second child right back to back with a different woman, so it changed real quick. Yeah. It changed quick. Yeah.
Back to back.
Friends don't wear condoms. You had peace in the house, and then it was no peace. Y'all trying like the whole live together thing and making it work?
Yeah. Eventually, at first it was just me with two kids. Mm-hmm. I'd take my time, my Thursdays and my every other weekends mm-hmm. with all the kids. So at 22, it changed a lot real quick. I wasn't one of those dads. I was hands on. So
for me, let me see how to change with the mother of my kids.
Yeah, y'all relationship before the kid.
We were hella young. It probably just kind of made us a little. Even we had a lot of turmoil with each other. It made us a little closer because it felt like being so young, it felt like it was us against the world mm-hmm. and everybody was talking shit about us for being like 17, 16, having kids.
Yeah.
So we kind of grew closer in that aspect, whatever. Okay. But only for a little bit of time.
Y'all still close?
Nah, we are.
Okay, cool. Bake?
When we had Serene, we were like, we had broken up. While she was pregnant with Serene, and then once we had Serene, we were around each other more, mm-hmm. you know, because you know he was here. So, mm-hmm. and then you know we got back together after that. So, that's how it changed for us. Mm-hmm. It was like you know we had broken up, and then you know
he brought y'all back.
I'm over there, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
yeah.
So that's how that dynamic went.
Yeah, I'm like mine was destroyed from the beginning. It was completely lost of trust. Yeah. It was like at that time at 22 you go from one relationship and I just jumped into another relationship.
Yeah.
I wasn't, you know, running the streets like that. So it was like, okay, now I'm in this new relationship. But at 22 you don't think, oh man, I wonder what happened with the last girl until she called saying she's pregnant. Mm. But it kind of makes it hard for communication when communication is the most important thing at that time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, Chaz?
I think we both were really hyped. We were both really cool during the pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
and then I think we both had some postpartum when Izzy came because we weren't happy.
Men can men have postpartum?
Yeah,
Chaz said he has it all the time.
I don't say all the time. I had it for about 6
months. No, I'm saying no. Not you. You always tell us you had the postpartum.
Yeah, yeah. I felt
Chaz is soft.
Yeah.
Did you lactate too?
I didn't lactate.
Okay.
Don't worry, guys and women. I'm strong enough to handle this.
No, <Me people>. Chaz,
No, it's real. Postpartum is real.
But I think it made us work harder to make each other happier in those little parts because I don't like nobody was walking around boo-hooing, but things changed between us and what was the happiness just wasn't like, you know, around. We were just like. We were like, oh, this kind of sucks right now, you know? We were like, this is not what we thought it was going to be. Not happy where we live, not happy with the money we make. It was all those things. And then, you know, but I tried a little harder to be like, well, let me make sure she has a better day. Mm. And then she tried a little harder to make sure I have a better day. Mm. You know
what Where
I
mean? Y'all at now?
Oh, we're great. We're great. I just do what I want, and she deals with it, and it's hilarious to me. No, we have a good relationship. You know, it's the same thing. It's just about Tony.
Yo, don't kick really Chaz's ass when he gets home.
No, I think it's just about that.
I'll be wanting to talk to Yo.
Me too.
Talk to her.
It's all lies.
Yeah. I made her breakfast yesterday. You know what I mean? I made a.
Did you let her have some of your breakfast, or did you make?
I
one
left her a corner.
Okay,
I left her a corner.
Did you make
eggs?
Something you like, and then
I always make something.
Did you make her breakfast, or did you just make breakfast?
Right. I made breakfast for her.
Okay,
because I don't really eat breakfast like that. I made a frittata in like a skillet.
Okay. Did you eat some of it?
Here. I did.
Yeah,
but I'm not a get up make breakfast guy. She appreciates breakfast in the morning. You know
breakfast
saying?
Is the best.
I'm not a breakfast guy. I can go without breakfast.
Yeah.
I like breakfast.
You eat breakfast every morning?
In the morning.
Me?
Well, my breakfast is weird because I be fasting, so it's not that traditional. Exactly. But I love breakfast food. Right. I say that.
Okay.
Yeah. I love breakfast food.
I can do it for dinner. I usually don't
easily
after 2 or something.
Yeah. Breakfast for dinner brings me joy.
A bowl of cereal at midnight?
I don't know. As I got older, I'm not really into cereal anymore.
Me neither.
Boo.
I used to love cereal at any time.
What happened?
don't know. They changed the formula in my favorite Honeycombs ain't what it used to be.
Well, honeycomb don't taste like it used to. But I haven't had honeycomb.
See, I told you they changed.
I haven't
the
honeycombs
recipe.
In a while, but that's the best cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch gets soggy quicker now. I don't know.
Everything's being made.
You can't be bullshitting. You gotta get in.
You gotta get in there.
But I need the milk to get to that horchata flavor, so I got a little drink. You know what I'm talking about, Chad.
Horchata.
You can't move too fast. That's what a horchata is.
Yo, Craig has Cinnamon Toast Crunch down to a science, bro.
He's the man.
When I was a kid, I didn't know it was that horchata flavor. There wasn't no horchata. I grew up. You know what I mean?
Tremendous milk after the fact.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I like the milk more than the cereal.
Cinnamon milk.
Mm-hmm. There ain't no milk. There ain't no like milk. Cinnamon Toast Crunch got the best milk, hands down.
Oh, I think Apple Jacks has the best milk.
No, not
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is second.
I like Apple Jacks, but it wasn't meant to Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, Apple Jacks milk is incredible.
It's good, but not Cinnamon
Toast
Crunch.
Yeah. It gives you strawberry milk a little bit.
And Golden Grahams is always underrated to me. I like Golden Grahams.
That was the bootleg Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It was the bootleg Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What about Cocoa Pebbles? You get a little chocolate
that's
milk.
That's a nice little chocolate.
I'm not a
nice
chocolate, chocolate fan. Milk. So
Frankenberry. I'll mess with Frankenberry with the strawberry
I've
milk.
Never had
or blueberry.
I've never had any of those.
I'm going to bring you some.
Never had
I'm going to go find them.
Nah, that's too much stuff in there, man.
You know, my mom wouldn't let me eat. I never could have Cookie Crisp. I still never had Cookie Crisp.
Because they're just
day.
Cookies, man.
I'm
going
to bring you some. You're going to have a bowl. I'm going to find
it. Too much sodium and then the sugars in there.
Just have like five.
I got to finish the whole
Tony, have a cup, though.
And do it with some almond milk.
Have a cup, Tony. You can do a couple.
Blueberry, I've always been curious about.
Hey, they hike the price up on them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kids love all
I feel blueberry. Like blueberry wasn't always available.
Yeah, I don't think it's not at every store.
It would come
either.
In like the McRib.
Right.
They'd be like, blueberry's back.
And Frankenberry. It'd come around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had I never had a McRib. Is it, anybody have it? Is it
I had a McRib in elementary school because it was the same sandwich. They used to give us the McRib in the 80s.
And that was the sandwich.
And it's nothing rib about the McRib. It's not like a barbecue rib.
They need to put a fake bone
in
it.
Yeah, I was like,
bone shape. Yeah. Like, ain't no ribs.
There's nothing rib about the McRib.
That's probably not real meat.
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's like barbecue sirloin or something.
Right.
All
right.
Let's do one more question. What's our time, Cam? Oh, you guys
got enough for another one more?
No, we just got one more question.
I think we got two more.
No, look out, man.
One more.
There's a bunch of questions in here, though.
Yeah, of course.
We'll get to them. Save them for next week.
Stop holding on to the swing like you going fast.
Like,
Yeah, why is he holding on?
I feel like y'all just jealous of you guys to hang on to. This is dope. I feel secure.
It look kind of fun.
This is dope. I never, ever wanted. I'm never sitting on it. I thought about, should I move up? I was like, no. I'm not sitting in peasant seats. No. I got the skybox back here.
All right, man, cue up the question. Right, shit.
Can you describe the first time you became someone's mentor, excluding your children? How did it feel to know someone was looking up to your guidance? Oh, I'm sorry. This is from Brother in Blue. How did it know to feel someone was looking up to your guidance? Where were you? Were you even aware you took on that role at the time? How did you handle it? It's eight questions in one. I'll read it again.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. Junior year in high school, being a basketball player. We would go, me and my buddy John would go to an elementary school to go teach the kids basketball every day at lunchtime.
No.
And seeing those kids.
DC love the kids.
Yeah, seeing those kids be like, when we would come to the class, like we were Michael Jordan and like walking in. And we were just basic high school basketball players. And they couldn't wait to get outside and just learn layups and how to shoot. But just their reaction to us made me be like, dang, this is dope how they really are enthused. We did an article in the newspaper for it and everything.
Oh, wow.
And it was just seeing that was like, it felt hella good.
Now look at you.
Yeah.
You're a comedian slinging jokes around.
Right.
What's up, Craig? What you got?
I don't call it mentoring, but I always love giving advice to, since I've been in the industry for so long.
Since
birth. Seeing people come in and go out. I love giving advice for things that aren't necessarily industry related.
Mm-hmm.
As far as getting credit together, buying homes, investing in stocks. It's things that, you know, a lot of times the people in our industry, this is their first time experiencing wealth. So they don't know exactly how or what to do. And a lot of time, fear is put upon us when we're coming out here, and checks aren't always there. So fear is something that floats with us all the time. So right. I sit mm-hmm. with a lot of people and let them know it's possible and ways of working towards it or getting to it.
Wait, wasn't it just for kids, though?
No, question? Mentoring no. in general.
Oh, mentoring.
The first time you realized you were a mentor to someone.
And plus, it's hard to give somebody like career mentor advice because that shit's like lightning in a bottle. Sometimes that shit just strikes, so you can't be like, man, this is the way you should go. You should.
Right.
And you probably done it enough in the writer's room also.
Oh, for sure. Any new writer, I walk them through. I give them not hold their hand, but.
But is there somebody out there here like, yeah, that's my young protégé. Apprentice. Yeah.
Man, I've seen so many people in Hollywood come up that you look on TV, yeah. They came through a Wayne's project.
Yeah.
I was there writing and talking to them, for sure.
Tony? Make?
Man, I can't think of a specific mentoring, like, you know, it happens in like spurts where, like, you know, people hit me up for advice or, like, you know, what they always ask me about stand-up advice. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them, I'll be like, yo, you just gotta get up, you gotta hit stages repeatedly. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, stop quitting,
right?
Because you know the momentum, you'll lose it. And then like, you know, even now, like, people hit me up for tips on growing social media followers and stuff like that, and I'll be like, it'd be the same thing. I'm like, you know, you just got to be consistent,
right?
You know, whatever speaks to you creatively, keep doing that, and then, you know, the audience will start pulling up, and then, you know, pay attention to when you post, you know, what gets the biggest reactions and stuff like that. So mine is a more general, like, I don't have a specific person where I was just like, yeah, I'm mentoring this cat, like, you know. But a lot of people always ask me questions like that. How, you know, how? Even comedians like that are my peers or even older than me. Yo, how did you do this? And I'll be like, and I'm quick to give the information. Like, right. I'm not the type to be like.
Yeah.
Tony don't withhold.
Oh, I don't withhold at all. I just be like, look, you could do this, this, that, and the third, just like this. How did you do this? Easy. This.
Because you credit our man Ruben Paul as your mentor.
Right.
And then, but you don't feel like you have that.
I don't feel like I have. You could maybe ask somebody, be like, Tony's my mentor. Like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, I don't feel like there's a person that comes to me on the regular with, like, you know, advice or, like, stuff like that, for advice and stuff like that. So, and I would go to Ruben, like, early. Like, as soon as I met Ruben, it was just cool. And I was just like, this guy right here. And then,
Ruben's great.
You know, whenever I had questions about gigs and stuff like that, I would just ask Ruben, what do you think about this right here? Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he has relationships with a lot of bookers and comedy clubs. Right. So, you know, going into those new territories, I'd be like, Ruben, what should I do here?
Right.
You know? But as far as me being the mentor, I don't know, you know.
Somebody's going to come up one day and they're going to be like, it's going to be like a big group. Tony, we can't give you all these flowers because you mentored 50 of us.
That's crazy. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. You know, because it doesn't feel like, you know, the true mentorship for me.
Right.
But I'm always willing to answer questions about, you know. Because if I am a true mentor, then I'm going to be tough. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, what you quit for? You know me. I can be rough around the edges when, like, you know, I'm invested
right.
in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, man, look out. Because I don't be liking excuses and stuff. I'll be rough with the excuses.
Me too. Like, you took the time to give me an excuse. You should have just did it.
Exactly. And you be they be taking
don't look over here, DC. DC, I know you excuse.
No, Tony. Yeah, Tony be staying on my head.
I'll be soft with DC. I'll be like on him, like nudging him. You know, but some cats I'll be rough.
I can tell, like, when it's hit DC because he's like.
No. Yeah, I be like, yeah, you're right.
I done told you.
I gotta
man.
Stay consistent.
Yeah,
I struggle with it.
You ever, Shane's cat got away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it went out for the night. It was just gone. We're like, damn, you lost your cat.
Yeah.
It came back the next day with a whole new attitude on life in that house. Yep. It was looking outside like, nah.
Yeah, man.
I ain't going out there.
The streets is real.
It's real.
And that's what Midnight need. He need a taste of the streets. He need to get in the scrap with a raccoon, other cats, and then he'll appreciate, like, man, it's
I'm
real.
I'm so sorry, anyway.
Coyotes up the street. Keep playing.
I'll stay off the counter.
Keep playing. But the whole thing about, like, having cats is that litter box situation, man. You got to stay on top of it, especially having two of them. They be dumping. peeing.
That's always been my issue with cats. I just walk in, I'd be like, it smells like animals.
Yeah, you got to stay on it or else it's going to have that smell. So, you know, they got this thing, kitty poo, where you basically order the box and they send you a new one every month. So it's like kitty poo. Yeah.
So, I mean, everything stay fresh.
Yeah, everything, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you change out the little filter at the bottom, but then they give you a new one every month. So you ain't got to worry about all that. Because you got to do it daily. You got to go in there with the scoop. And you know what I'm saying? Because if not, it'll pile up. You'd be mad at them for taking dumps and peeing. Like, I don't do it. Right. You'd be like, you be peeing and taking a dump? Why I flush it? Oh, I don't have that luxury. And then, you know, you got a good point. But kitty poo, man, they do all that for you, man. You just call in.
We're beginning potty training. Do you think that'll work for babies?
What does she poop in? Is there a box?
Not yet, but if I get kitty poo and I teach her.
No, poo.
Kitty poo.
I'm sorry. Yeah. If I teach her to use this box, it might work.
Yeah, don't teach her
they'll send you a new one every
pool.
Month.
Yeah, I don't want her to poo in a kitty poo.
They'll send you a new one every month, man.
That's good, especially for right now. That's really helpful to save you from going to the stores.
And right now, they got 20% off, know, your first order when you set it up, the auto ship, by going to kittypooclub.com and entering the promo code ISSUES, so you get the 20% off, you know, that first dose. Just go to kittypooclub.com and enter the promo code ISSUES to get 20% off when you set up the auto ship. That means it's just going to send it to you automatically. Okay. And then that's kittypooclub.com, and don't forget to enter the promo code ISSUES at checkout. It's the all-in-one litter box solution designed to be convenient for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know y'all don't have cats, but for me and you, if you got cats out there, it's convenient. So it's convenient, especially now. You know what I'm saying? You got stuff to do. You ripping and running, you be forgetting. The only reminder is when it smells when you get in the house. That's the only reminder that I got to get on this box. Then you get in on that kitty poop.
20% is great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he meant, like, I look at Tony's page and I get some, like, from what I see from his page is, don't have a channel if when people turn to it, they ain't going to have something new to watch.
Right.
So I've been watching. I'm like, do I want to get into that? That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, bro. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Like, I watch how Tony probably done shot about 5 videos right now.
We had no idea.
And posting them. You would look and be like, wait, we were just talking. And he's posting shit right now.
It's kind of like I post too much. Like, it's kind of like ridiculous. Like, I can ease back a little bit, but I just be like, I have to get, and y'all know how I work creatively, even on stage, I have to get out.
Yeah.
I don't like for it to be sitting in, like, you know, I'm definitely not the D'Angelo type when it comes to, it's got to be perfect, it's got to be, I'll be like, nah, get it
I
out
thought
there.
You meant your shirt off, singing well, slow.
Like, showing the hips.
Some people are such perfectionists that it takes years, it takes a long ass time for stuff to come out, right. Or it doesn't come out at all. It just never felt
It wasn't
right.
ready, yeah.
It's, for it's me, a way of like, procrastinating bloop, bloop, bloop. Is to call yourself a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Because eventually, if you have a deadline, like, eventually when you have to turn something in, that's probably the best thing for anybody who does procrastinate.
I wouldn't say Sade is a procrastinator because she don't drop. You know what I mean? Like, certain, like,
well, you got certain artists where they have to feel.
Right.
The project has to come to them. And then, like they were saying with a Tribe Called Quest, with right. Q-Tip, the manager was saying, like, you know, and this is for either Low End Theory or Midnight Marauders.
Right.
Both heralded as, like, classics.
Right.
It was like, if you didn't go in there and just take the album from Q-Tip, he would have been, like, you know, changing stuff. And I had to go in there, give me the album, and then, you know, snatch it.
One
and
of those, okay.
And Sade would suck on social media if she dropped one post every
10 years.
But she still have her millions of followers.
She would, just because we already know the pedigree. Right. But, like, you know. But some, and even when D'Angelo came out with, like, another project after Voodoo, It was critically acclaimed. It was like, yo, right.
Exactly.
But it's just too long, man. But for me, I have to just keep, you know. If I was a movie director, I'd be like Clint Eastwood, just always doing another movie.
Always putting something out,
This one sucked, but then this one was killer, you know. And so I don't mind having this one, you know, it didn't really connect. But then this one hit, and then this one did all right, and then this one didn't connect, but I felt it. And, you know. That's how
that's what I
it's
like
more
is.
Quantity.
But I felt it.
Yeah.
I liked it, yeah.
As long
I
as like I like it. Hey, yeah. I say that a lot. If a joke don't go well in the movie, I'll be like, I like it.
I had fun with it.
I thought it was hitting.
I feel like that's the whole point, bro. My whole life, I'm just like, I just try to make me laugh every day.
Right.
And I do. And then people were like, I don't like that. I'm like, hey, man, I got tickled.
Yeah.
I was tickled, and I'm happy.
And that's not even my goal to make myself laugh. It's just organically be like, this is funny to me right here. Now I just go with it. You know, and then, you know. And then there are things where I ain't really feeling this, but I kind of felt it. But now that I did it, I ain't really feeling it. And then you put it out there, and people love it. And I'm like, all right. You know.
Yeah, that's what's crazy. With comedians or writers, whatever, whatever we think is remotely funny, a little bit funny, is 10 times more funnier than whatever the audience is thinking. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
is there a corny bit that you ever thought, like, ah, this is whack? And everybody was like, oh!
Oh, yeah.
Yo! And he's like, all right, I guess I'll do that tomorrow.
How much time you got?
Like, man, do this joke.
DC, what you think is your corniest bit?
That people like.
Homeless. I used to do a joke about a homeless. I used to sing a song.
Oh, yeah. Like,
hey, bro.
Yeah.
I got nowhere to go. And then at the background, me too.
So corny to me, bro.
Got nowhere to go.
Audience will be singing that part. When
Me too.
So corny, bro.
That was great, though.
I hated my 25 joke. That's their 25. I hate that joke.
But you know what makes that joke pop? The 75.
Yeah, it's at 75.
That's 75 right
there. I did that on TV. I was like, man, I shouldn't have done that. It's like my only race joke.
One of my favorite jokes DC does is mad corny, but it's great. This cookie good.
This cookie good.
I love that, man. I love that so one. Funny, bro.
This cookie good.
This cookie
corny, bro. Corny.
That connects to the actor aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like.
I've been there before that audition.
That was one joke from DC. I was like, that's not going to get old. But this is back in the day when you used to lift your shirt up every time you performed.
I never lifted my shirt up. You caught my shirt come up one time.
No, bro. Weren't you hosting that? When you used to host that Crack 'Em Up, bro, it was every Thursday.
What joke was that? That
come
was
watch Tony Baker and DC's abs at Crack 'Em Up Thursday. DC didn't
answer
perform.
You didn't answer the question. Answer the question.
Yeah.
Oh, now is the time of my life. There's a bunch of young dudes who are in the writer's room with us, and
can tell he relishes the mentorship.
Yeah, Chad.
You said the relish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could come in.
No,
he
it's
relishes
seat.
It. He be trying to mentor us in the group chat.
When like, do I mentor y'all?
You always be trying to, but when
how?
You ain't accepting.
How do I try to mentor
when
you?
You come in.
I'm
going
to leave this right here. You guys can take it how you want it.
When I'm like, buy this stock, guys.
Everything.
What are you talking about? How's that mentoring? Hey, guys, there's a hot stock.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave this going here.
That is at $45 now. I told
y'all
you
need to really get in on this. Right.
You never
you
told me.
You need to be doing this.
Yeah. And I will now because these niggas don't want to make more money. So
see,
there's no mentoring. It's, yo, these stocks are hot, bro. Get the stocks. What? How's that mentoring?
But it's a part of you wanting to mentor us.
I don't want to mentor you
with
guys.
With guns, you want to mentor us
with
guns too?
I would love to come ahead to go shooting. Hell yeah. I would love to take you guys shooting.
Chaz wants to be like, here, this is how you cock it back.
I would love.
Oh, he for sure walk you through it. Yeah.
We can't wait.
So what you want
to
do is
I would love to take
you
guys shooting, bro.
New stock barrel on there.
Somebody taught me. I'd love to take you guys shooting. No, I actually get a chance to teach these dudes writing joke structure. And then, you know, everything you talk about, the story stuff is whatever. You talk about so much life stuff in the room. I'm the only one married with a kid. You know what I mean? They're like, this and this and this. And I'm like, well, look, man, you got to be smart, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like all these good. So you get to do that with cats who are like, you know, who are just younger. These dudes who did the show Millennials coming on UMC, they hired me to EP.
Dope.
But yeah. I didn't take the EP job. For one, it was the same one as a producing job. But I told them, you need the EP. It's your show. You have to learn how to be a boss. They're going to listen to me because I'm here for the last 5 years.
Right.
You have to get people to learn how to take orders from me. You have to learn how to get people to want to work for you, want to do stuff for you, you know. So I got to take them around and be like, yo, ask a PA to do this and tell these guys what you need and how we looking here. You know what I mean? And stuff like that is like you get to kind of raise a showrunner. And that aspect, you get to raise dope writers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cool. Just to see them grow from not being able to ever written a script to running their own show.
Super dope.
That's epic. Super
dope. Yeah. That's fire.
So shit like that is great. Mm. So yeah.
You it's take your shades off when you mentor?
No. Yeah, my eyes is always sick messed up.
That's his gimmick.
It's my eye, bro.
Cyclops.
Jack's over there.
Scott Summers.
I know when I don't sleep much, my eye is awful.
That's why I'm wearing glasses, because I'm tired looking. Mm, I didn't sleep good last night.
And we being understood outside, about you, DC. Like,
you say what?
We understood about you.
Oh yeah.
We weren't gonna say nothing. We like. Oh,
I thought I had to. I thought it was explained glasses.
He had a
moment.
Wild night.
Yeah. DC had an early morning.
Had a wild night. I slept for a long time. I didn't even get up. I set my clock for 8, and I was snooze button McGee.
I started sleeping with. I go on YouTube and do the beach. Mm. And water, man. Oh, man. I sleep. I got a good 8 hours. I normally
on the
sleep
Oculus.
Like
oh, you did it. You
hours.
Did a full 8.
No, I haven't slept with it on the Oculus.
Oh, you just have
what's
playing.
That like?
On YouTube.
The Oculus? You put it on?
Nothing? Oh, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, last
Chaz.
Week
look
you
out.
Weren't here.
Look out,
you missed it.
All right, guys, that's our show.
All right, y'all, that's our show, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Daddy Issues. Remember, if you have any questions for us, ask us in the YouTube comments section. We'll tackle them on the show if Chaz has them prepared.
I did.
DC's been on point lately.
DC has been on point. He's been stepping
DC.
Up with the questions. This is the DC I knew was
hey,
in
I'm
there.
I'm back, baby. I'm back, baby.
I'm back.
That means he's going to crash and burn next week.
I might have a little ball out.
This right? used to be him with a hot nut, and he came with the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
baby. And then, you know.
Got my juices flowing.
Yeah, he's back.
Now you bring the whiteboard out. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
That's
this
how
cookie
I sound.
Good.
That's my
DC impression.
Tony Beck and Friends Live, September 18th, full comedy show, stand-up, multi-cam. Get your ticket for that ASAP. Don't be stressing me out and have me thinking y'all ain't going to buy the tickets, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how y'all do me. Last minute, y'all be, ain't nobody coming. Then y'all all bust in at one time. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, but get your ticket now, man. You know what I'm saying? Be like the Whites. They the buy Whites. Tickets in advance.
Pre-sale.
Man. Give me some of that, man. You know. So that's September 18th. Get your ticket. Click the link in my bio on my Instagram. Get it ASAP. Y'all got anything?
Nope. Anything? Oh, what? Huntsville, Alabama. I don't know if this is going to drop, but Huntsville, Alabama with the big bro Marlon Wayans.
Hey, man, I was born
10-12.
Yeah.
No, 10-10 through 10-12.
10-10?
Six shows.
You can't claim
that.
12-10?
I was born 12-10
through 12-12.
Oh, so that's this weekend?
This weekend.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So if it drops, if you guys see it, hey.
Alabama,
I'll be
man.
There. Alabama.
Huntsville.
Hello, Huntsville.
Huntsville.
I might have to pop in with y'all.
Oh,
great. Hey, Craig, when bigger air?
What happened?
When's bigger air?
Bigger, we haven't gotten an air date yet
okay.
for the second season. This COVID threw everything off.
No doubt.
They just wrapped on season two.
Fucking COVID.
No sick doubt. Of it.
Congratulations, Chase.
Yeah, Chase Anthony on bigger.
Chase Money.
Angel Conwell on
Angel.
Bigger.
Chase.
That's only home team for
that's
you.
That's only team on. Yeah, that's fam.
That's fam.
Angel and Chase. I got nothing, though. I got nothing.
Okay.
I'm chilling. I got nothing.
And Keon has his show on YouTube.
Absolutely. It should Keon's be a new episode stars. Dropping this week. So it should already drop Tuesday. So make sure you check that out. Pull up on Keon. He's got the red hella hoodies you can get on right now. Right now. Shout out to, you know, Willie Mongoose.
I was going to ask about that. That's a clean sweater.
Brick by brick, man. See it out here, man. See what's going
Shout
on.
Shout out to Dirt Label. No one wanted to show love to this, but Detroit, you know what I'm saying? We here.
That's because your presentation.
Yeah,
it was my first
right
time
start knocking
out
the shit over.
Cage. It was hard.
Shit start dangling and shit.
I was like, oh, okay. I was all right, man. Feet dangling.
Anyway, yo, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, share with your friends, and we appreciate y'all. And as usual, we out here.
Whee!
Boom.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,